Australian True Crime is an independent podcast. If you help us, we can continue creating and improving our content. That's our promise to you. To support us, simply hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This will help us grow and ensure you're notified as soon as a new episode is released.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and to Aboriginal elders emerging.
This is the final month of what will be 4 months of us being absolutely challenged to reinvent ourselves. And there's so many metaphors keep emerging in all of this stuff. You know, the Floyd story in America, I can't breathe. Gemini rules breathing. So here we've got this Venus in Gemini. It's like, take a breath, everybody.
Maggie Kerr is an astrologer of over 30 years' experience. She says everything that's happening right now is just down to patterns and it's all linked to things that have happened before. This is the Nitty Gritty Committee, stories about the guts and the glory of life. And this week we check in with my friend Maggie, who's been saying for some years that the world was heading into a cycle in which our immune systems would be tested and infectious diseases could flourish. The many recipients of her monthly newsletter can attest to that, and you can find the details of her website in the show notes to this episode and on the Nitty Gritty Committee Facebook page and on my Facebook page, so you can sign up to that newsletter yourself. But today, Maggie's telling us what patterns are playing out right now and in our immediate future.
I have to toot a little horn or two here because it wasn't the economists or the politicians that said, hey, watch out, 2020 is going to be a big epoch-changing moment. It was the astrologers. We were the ones. We've been talking about this coming for years, and we christened it the Global Reset. From January this year, the two big planets, Saturn and Pluto, they met together in the sign of Capricorn. And that's the first time they've done that since 1518.
What happened then? I was scared to ask, but what happened?
Well, it was actually the beginning of the whole industrial systems that, you know, we've been under the influence ever since. It was the Spanish going to Central America, right? and doing a bit of pillaging and plundering and stealing a bit of gold. And then it was the Portuguese going to India, it was the beginning of empire and the whole
colonialism
rise. Exactly. And so we're ending that cycle. And that's the really important thing to remember right now when people get really like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? And, it's actually just a cycle. And so it's the end, which means there's a new beginning. And the sort of really heavy duty sort of, force that's going on here with Saturn Pluto is a breaking down transformational process. And Capricorn is all about, global governance and business systems and all the things. And if you think back to that 1518, what was it all founded on, this huge 500-year cycle? It was kind of founded on greed and misuse of resources and consumption. So there's a lot of positives in all of this, because as we head into next year, we really move into some fresh new energy. So you just got to sort of hang in there through this rest of, this year, and sort of work with it as much as you can from month to month. As we're moving through July now, first of all, we're in the final month of beautiful Venus being in the sign of Gemini. Now, she went into Gemini in April, right at the beginning of the sort of, whole kind of calamity. This is the final month of what will be 4 months of us being absolutely challenged to reinvent ourselves. So we've got all the new technology, the use of all the media and the technologies and Zoom and all of the meeting platforms and ways that people are connecting, because Gemini rules connections. And so we've got this whole new level of connectivity has come into play, right? So point of this is that we've got the rest of this month, because she's been retrograding. So this is all about quick, versatile, be adaptable, reinvent, come up with new ideas and use your connections. So it's a, it's a really positive force. And the other thing that's been going on over the last few months, again, since late March, early April, is dear old Saturn, he popped into Aquarius just at the beginning of Aquarius for this last few months. And that's really interesting, because that's a big cycle. That one takes us back 28, 29 years. So the last time he was there was in 1991, 92. And that was the birth of the World Wide Web. So here we are, one whole Saturn cycle later, using the World Wide Web and all the technologies that have arisen from then. Fascinating.
And that have existed. It is fascinating, because we're all saying to each other, why have we not been using this before? Why haven't we been Zooming? Why haven't we been working from home? Why haven't we been using all this stuff before?
Yeah, exactly. It's fascinating, isn't it? So it's brought about something that, as I'm like you, I've been saying for years, we've got to decentralize, we've got to come out of this. I mean, gone are the days of the 6 o'clock flight from Coolangatta for the 11 o'clock meeting followed by the long lunch to go back to the airport for the 5 o'clock home, It's done.
And even the traffic, saying to the kids, I used to say to the kids, it is so stupid. Why do we all get up at the same time every morning, get in our cars at the same time and drive in the same direction at the same time and then all try and do the same thing at the other end of the day? It's so dumb. Why are we all doing this every day?
So dumb, because it's a system that got sort of set up in this material world, values driven thing, consume it, Anyway, I've got to be careful or I'll go off on one of my little philosophical rants.
But maybe this has turned it around. And that's another question I have. A lot of people are asking about various things, philosophical things or practical things. Will they stick? People are saying, is everything going to go back to so-called normal? Are we going to forget all of these great things that we've learned, whether it be about better ways of working or whether it be about, racial issues? Are these things going to stick, these things that we've learned, do you think?
Well, that's really the $64 million question at the moment, isn't it? Because that's what this whole Aquarian period that we're heading into is all about. And it's an awakening process. And it's to offer people this chance to go, wait a minute, this whole old material world construct that we've been living under for all this, all these hundreds of years is actually broken. It doesn't work. It consumes and it destroys. And there's so many metaphors keep emerging in all of this stuff. The Floyd story in America, I can't breathe. Gemini rules breathing. So here we've got this Venus in Gemini. It's like, take a breath, everybody. Go back, and Venus is our values. Examine your values. Look at the whole nature of how you interact with your world and your society and your community. And that's the other thing that's happening. And this is very Saturn in Aquarius as well. We're going to go, you know, we have this opportunity to really begin to reinvent a whole new sustainable community set of values. So it's really up to everyone individually as to whether they get this or whether they are still under the thrall of the old conditioning that says, I want this to go back to normal so I can catch the 6 o'clock flight from Coolangatta to have lunch in Sydney, you know? It's like, do you get it, people? And I have to be careful here because I know there's an awful lot of people out there globally on so many levels that are really doing it tough, you know, through the various circumstances that have, you know, come into play. And that's why I'm always going to be encouraging us to go, yeah, take care of each other, take care of those that are having a really hard time. Oh, by the way, don't miss the evening sky at the moment, folks. Last night the moon was full and Jupiter is the very bright star just sitting under the moon. So tonight I think Jupiter will be above the moon, but over the next few nights you'll see the moon and Jupiter in the sky. And just underneath Jupiter is another star that is, you know, looks like a star. It's actually Saturn. So these are the lads that are all hanging out together at the moment in the sign of Capricorn. And Pluto is there as well, but we can't see him, of course. He's quite a long way away. So they will all three meet, and that is really rare. We're going to have a triple conjunction, and that's in November, and that will be the first time since 1284.
Wow.
So that's the end of the, you know, the sort of, you know, the end of the Crusades and that whole era, and it's the birth of the medieval states and the beginning of, you know, the financial systems and all that stuff. So, you know, these are massive cycles that are going on here. And, I mean, I'm so lucky. I've been playing in the astrology, what is it, 35, nearly 40 years, and I've always said, my God, it's such a fabulous time to be alive, to be part of and to witness these epoch shifts. You know, they're massive. And, of course, that all coincides with the election in America in November, doesn't it? So that's going to be all sorts of bells and whistles around all of that. But anyway, immediately after that, next year in January, Jupiter moves into Aquarius and Saturn moves into Aquarius, and they're going to meet for the first time. That they meet every 20 years, but they haven't met in Aquarius again since somewhere in the 1200s, big long cycle. So this is the beginning of the age of Aquarius, kids. It's on the way. So this is the whole enlightenment, you know, we are all one consciousness that is so necessary if we are going to reinvent this planet.
And if ever there was a time when it feels like we don't have a choice too, that's what's kind of exciting about it, because it feels like the planet is in the place where it's leading us to that. We don't really have a choice.
Exactly. In fact, I laugh about it and say, my God, you know, you could not write the script, really, could you, of what the divine players are all up to in the midst of all this stuff, you know?
As we talk about supporting each other, is there a sign that is struggling more than others if we have this person in our life that we need to be aware to try and be supportive of them because this quick changing, quick cycling is going to be affecting them more?
Yes, no, sort of. Not really, not in that sense. I mean, I guess the people doing it the toughest at the moment in terms of out of the 12 signs are indeed the Capricorns, because they've got all this heavy-duty energy going on in Cap. So they are definitely in major structural, you know, levels of releasing the past and, you know, setting up new levels of their potential into the future. And it's also affecting Cancers, because that's the opposite sign. So these are the folks that are also going to be under challenge, if you like, from all these forces.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'll do a very quick overview of Mars in Aries, because that's the other thing that's just come into play in July. Now, Mars is the planet which is about energy and our will and taking action and pioneering and entrepreneurial activity. Mars is the first sign. And he has just gone into the sign of Aries, which is his sign. So he's strong. He's in his own sign. Now, once again, we've got some interesting cycles here because he hasn't been in the sign of Aries, and he's also going to be doing a retrograde timing here since 1988. So that's interesting. So this whole Aries energy is with us for the rest of the year because he's going to be here now from early July right through till early 2021. So we've got the 6-month period ahead of us now of Mars in the sign of Aries. Now that's actually going to set the cat amongst the pigeons in terms of he forms hard aspects now over the months ahead to these big planets in Capricorn. So we'll see a lot more social activism and Black Lives Matter, and you know the activism we've begun to see through June is really going to tend to amp up as we head through the rest of the year. That's what happens as we get into the 2021 with the Aquarian impulse. There's going to be a lot of revolution and change. But it's also really wise to be aware that with Mars in Aries, you really got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to be said for, I always make a joke and say it's like making sure you're just below the parapet, you know, so that you can.
Yes. Don't get your head blown off.
Don't stick your head up, mate, you know.
Yeah.
And that's especially the case this month because he's forming hard aspects to dear little Mercury, who's been doing her retrograde thing in Cancer. Well, it was in June and now into July. So that's be very careful of impulsive words, because when Mercury's in Cancer, you know, our words are driven by our feelings. And so, you know, this is a theme right through July. So, you know, just watch your words, folks. Just sleep on it. Don't get caught up in the battles. And at the same time, it is a very active period. And so it's important to get ready to take action, but not quite yet, because until we get Mercury out of his retrograde, you know, and get through so the rest of July, which has some other tense moments in it, you know, just lie low as much as you can through to about mid-August.
Oh, God, okay.
And then Mercury will go into Leo and we'll have a bit of fresh fire again and a bit of excitement and a bit of passion and a bit of forward motion, okay? It's all a matter of timing, isn't it? That's the whole point. That's what astrology gives us, this wonderful timing. So Mars in Aries, we've all got it now for the next 6 months. And, of course, the fire signs, they love Mars because Mars is a fire planet. And so all the fire signs are well served from Mars in Aries. So for Aries, of course, Mars is in your sign. So this is really cool timing for taking action, especially as you get into this sort of later into August and into September and opening up new territory, right? So that's the pioneering type stuff. But again, pick your battles carefully. And indeed, don't even think, I shouldn't be even saying that. You don't need to think battle. You just need to think healthy assertiveness. I now take action, yeah. Right? We're going for a little therapeutic approach there. For Leo, Mars in Aries is in a really good part of their sky, and it's in the house of communication and learning and teaching. So it's a really good time to sort of put out any educational material you have or get involved in communicating, connecting with, you know, larger ideas and concepts and philosophies and stuff like that. And then for Sagittarius, that's the other fire sign, then Mars is in your creativity sector. So that's a fabulous place, you know, fifth house, and it's all about words out there. So the fire signs really like Mars in Aries. That's a great placement for them. Earth signs, of course, like things to be fairly stable and kind of placid, if you like. Indeed, my dear, you're a Taurus, so this one actually applies to you, doesn't it?
I'm a Gemini.
Well, you've got the sun at the last degree of Taurus. You've got planets in Gemini. That's where you get all your media, communication, networking stuff from. But you're actually a Taurian. Your sun's right at the last degree of Taurus. So that is the part of you who does, you know, like to be a peaceful little bull as much as possible.
That's true. Very true.
That's a big one. And likes that, you know, kind of sense of stability and the beautifying and improving the world, making it beautiful. That's why there's the love of the art and the music and all of those things. That's all associated with Taurus. For the moment, Mars in Taurus is in your what we call the behind-the-scenes zone of the chart in house number 12. So this is a great time for working behind the scenes over the next 6 months to develop things. Yeah, and putting a lot of energy into the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's very gestative sort of period for you, right? That makes sense?
Yeah, definitely, and I'm enjoying it. I love it.
For Virgo, another one of our peaceful earth signs, Mars is also tucked away behind the scenes in the area known as the eighth house. So it's a great period for, like, research and, you know, digging and investigating and exploring and, you know, developing things, once again, sort of more behind the scenes. Whereas with the fire signs, you know, they're sort of up and at it. Mars is very active in an external sense for the fire signs, but for these earth signs, it's kind of much more beneath the surface. And then we've got our Capricorn, and Mars is down in the fourth house. So that's actually putting energy into home and family areas and building, constructing, reorganising whatever's going on around the home front. And then when we get to Pisces, Mars is in your second house of money and resources, so it's a good time to be putting your energy into organising those areas and taking action to resolve anything or bring in new things into play, you know, around your resources in that area. But Cancer, that's what I was saying before. Yes, dear old Cancer, Mars is actually up in the career house. And so that's actually a good time to put your energy into pioneering or putting something out there at a new level into your career. Scorpio, Mars is in your daily work sector. So good time again to be putting energy into reinventing yourself and taking action and implementing new strategies and plans and organising stuff around work. And then the air signs, we've got Aquarius. So Mars is in a great spot for Aquarius, third house of communication. So a good time to be, you know, taking action, entrepreneurial, enterprising around teaching educational stuff, getting information out there. Go for it. Have confidence around, you know, selling yourself and putting yourself out there. Yeah, definitely. And then Gemini is up in the area which is associated with community, groups, organisations, great for setting up teams, putting together liaisons with others. But whenever we're talking Mars in Aries, for any sign, there's always that urge that you need to be fairly independent. You sort of like to do it your way. So it always says the reminder that no matter who we are and what we're doing, we do need others to bring about outcomes in the world. So be careful not to go into my way or the highway type territory with this, right? That's really important, because you've got to sort of always keep, you know, other people's consideration in mind. Libra. Oh, yes, that's a big one for Libra. It's in your relationship house. So there'll be the need to take action around any partnerships and situations that aren't working, and maybe establish and bring any new ones into play that will get things moving for you.
Which were the two, sorry, that you said before were really about lockdown? Was it Saturn and...
Yeah, the two planets that are really, you know, encapsulate the sort of keywords of lockdown are Saturn and Pluto.
And how much longer are they around?
The rest of this year.
Okay, because that was going to be my question, is like how much longer do you see that influence in our lives? Because I guess many of us in Australia are wondering how much longer. Are we moving towards the easing of lockdown, or are we going to go back into lockdowns? And yeah, so these guys are around.
The thing is, with any of this stuff, you know, it's a forecasting tool, astrology, but it doesn't tell you what's going to happen. It just gives you trends and timings and cycles and things. So knowing that we've got all these planets still in Capricorn until the end of the year, right? So we can assume that there will be this rather restrictive experience in some form for the rest of the year. But once we go into January next year, it's like a whole new ball game. The energy frees up enormously. So again, how that comes into play in terms of our, you know, reality, we don't know yet, because we're not there. It will be a period of great activism from early next year. And Aquarius is all about new and fresh and dynamic and inventive and freedom and change, right? So we love all those words. They're in such contrast to all of the heavy Capricorn experience at the moment, which is hard and restrictive and difficult and limiting, you know, all of those words. So we get this massive contrast as we go into early next year. And I mean, let's face it, it's already July. I mean, in the midst of all this bedlam and sort of chaos, half the year's gone by already. So it's only the rest of the year to go. And the thing to remember also is, when you're dealing with all this Capricorn energy, use it. It's for constructing things. It's for building things. So it's really about reality checks, you know, like so many people are, you know, fixing up their houses. I mean, every day around here there's somebody grinding or drilling something. You know, there's a whole bunch
of
home,
we've done all that. Yeah,
home improvements.
Had skip bins in the driveway and, yeah, spring cleaning and all that. Yeah, we've been doing all that.
And that's the point. It's about releasing the past. That's the whole point of Pluto. It's about death, rebirth. So let go. Let go of anything in your life that no longer serves you, any parts of your own emotional nature that no longer serve you. You can get a lot done under this Saturn influence. I spent the last 2 years writing this huge course, and I'm only a little way to go. So I've used this time, as much as part of me looks out the window and goes, oh, my God, I think I'm going to die of boredom in, you know, about a minute. Right? The other voice says, hang in there, Mags. It's fine. Just keep going. You'll have this product and you will have used this time really well.
Yeah. And my children have learnt gratitude, because I've spoilt them so much in their lives, a lot of our kids are really spoilt. And now in these school holidays, there is nowhere to go. There is nothing to do. Normally they would have seen every movie. They would have been everywhere and I would have spent money on them and all that. Yesterday I went to Aldi and they had American chocolates, you know, and so I bought them home a Hershey's bar, which they'd only ever seen on TV. Oh, my God, they were so excited.
I love it.
And I just thought, that's what the pandemic has given my family, is my kids are suddenly so grateful for the smallest things.
And that is so lovely. I'm so glad you pointed that out. And that's the thing. Remember, July time, the sun is in the sign of Cancer right through until, you know, it moves into Leo, which is on the 23rd. So, you know, this whole period is all about family, home, nurturing, protecting, you know, really, really being grateful for, you know, the greatest gift in all our lives is family, whether it be the family connected by blood or not. So this is the great gift in all of this, take care of each other and get back to simple values. That's what, you know, if you really look at the whole process of our world and the capitalist systems, it's all based on consumption and greed. We've got to get over it.
Thank you, Maggie Kerr, and thank you to you for downloading this episode of the Nitty Gritty Committee. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.